Good morning. Today is Tuesday, October 11th, 2016. The announcements are brought to you by Samantha Barbara and Julia Holmes.
Oh, thank you.
The weather for today is sunny with a high of 88 Fahrenheit. The menu for lunch today are chicken fajitas, cheese quesadillas. I am a Ontario boy. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And now the Texas Pledge.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one indivisible.
Please remain standing for a moment of silence. You may be seated. Remember, we can be all we can be because
we are family!
Thank you. I'm Lola Lipsay-Wright reporting. Now Mr. Bigley has a few announcements.
Now that's the way it's supposed to be. Good job.
All right, we do have a few announcements here. First off, some congratulations here for our CAF 5K runners. Burton Hill Elementary won the trophy for the most finishers in an elementary school. So congratulations to everyone who finished the CAF 5K. In addition to that, Giovanni Saavedra won second place in his age division, and Leslie Juarez won fifth place in her age division. Many of the teachers may also remember Edgar Saavedra, who used to go to Burton Hill. He won first place overall, so we are very proud of him as well. So congratulations to all the BHE runners. Everyone who had posters hanging in the hallways for during their election time, if you'll please make sure those go home today. Any posters left after school today will be discarded, so please make sure you take them to a lovely home. Teachers, remember to pick up the state fair tickets today. If you've not gotten yours, please come to the main office and get that picked up. All right, so we finished week two, the walkathon fundraiser Friday, and we have raised to this point now $10,851.58. Notice I put the "and" after all the dollar amounts, so that's what separates the cents and dollars. So important thing to know there, kiddos. We are halfway done with the walkathon, and our goal is 30,000, so we're not quite to the halfway point for that goal either. But we are now into week three, and if we achieve our goal for this, the entire school, well, we did achieve the goal, sorry, for week two, so the entire school will get a dress down day on Friday. That's this Friday, and popcorn. So we'll have more details coming out with that. Also, tomorrow, don't forget to eat at Del Taco for breakfast and dinner. This is part of the fundraiser, and Del Taco will be contributing money back to the school. So tell your parents, hey, today's a Del Taco day for breakfast and dinner. Let's see here. It says, new for this week, try and win the week of day camp through the YMCA. Every $10 you raise, you get a ticket put in for a drawing for this awesome prize for the day camp from the YMCA. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. And also, just throw out there, Mr. Bigley is going to do something funny. That's what it says here on the sheet of paper, so I have to believe that. If we hit a goal, and we'll tell you more about that tomorrow. However, we would like to have your ideas on what you think would be funny to see happen to Mr. Bigley, that poor guy. So if you'll write down your ideas and... and have your ideas written down and turned in, if you'll give them to your homeroom teachers, and just get those all turned in to me by Friday, then we will take a look at those and draw from those ideas. So that's actually kind of scary for me. All right. Let's see if we have any other announcements. Report cards go home tomorrow. And finally, you say it's your birthday. Hooray, hooray. That's right. It's a birthday kind of day for Giselle Longoria, Catherine Aller, Ian Hooser, Mia Vasquez, and Clark Russell. Happy birthday. When your teacher says it's okie dokie to do so, come on down to the office and pick up your birthday pencil. Also, we had a birthday for Mrs. Coppice. So when your students say it's okie dokie to do so, you can come on up to the office, pick up your birthday pencil. Let me run down the ages here real quick. Giselle turns 15, Catherine 22, Ian turns 17, Mia turned 15, and Clark 24, and Mrs. Coppice turned 27. So happy birthday to all of you, and let's see, just a reminder, this week our honorable character trait is orderliness, so let things be done decently and in order. In other words, do your best and stay organized. All right, our music in the morning. We have a new one today. The feature composer is Tchaikovsky, and the name of the feature composition is Sleeping Beauty Waltz. You will hear a symphony orchestra perform this piece. Listen for the sounds for each of the four families of instruments, the strings, the woodwinds, the brass, and the percussion. Sleeping Beauty is a ballet. It is the familiar fairy tale told in dance and music. Think about why a waltz has become one of the most famous selections from that ballet. And it's something you see very frequently in Disney movies. All right, we want to wish everyone a terrific Tuesday and enjoy Tchaikovsky's Sleeping Beauty Waltz.
Okay, I have tons of stuff for you. Miss Garcia's not here yet. Did you know that she's running late or anything?
Yes, we need to
I see Miss Nunez down there.
Yeah, that's all.
Are we having fifth grade?